share something with you. As many of you are aware, this month we are really listening hard to our responsibilities as a sister church with Calvary United Methodist in Sierra Leone. There is a wonderful display as you go out those doors in front of the multipurpose room. And Tiffany, I just saw this. Did you do this? Or Margie Mingelin, Tiffany Holland, did just a great little display, and there's some flyers you may want to pick up. We are in partnership with our sister church, Calvary United Methodist, and Tiffany was there in February of this year. Several of our congregation members have been there earlier. We really encourage our giving and our prayers to this ministry and initiative. There will be a group going again in January, this coming January in 2013. So pay attention to that. You'll be hearing more, but I'd encourage you to pick up a flyer and read about this initiative and listen internally to how financially you may give, and certainly in prayers and ideas. It is good to be together today. This is a day that we honor mothers. We actually honor women. Not all of us are biologically a mother, but all of us who are on the women's side of humanity have important gifts to share and important ways of caring and nurturing to share, as do men. But it is certainly a day that we honor women in our midst. I've often thought that probably the woman that influenced me the most in my life, probably why I'm in clergy and went to college, was a woman who never had children, Lucy Gist, who is part of the United Methodist, the Board of Global Ministries of our denomination. So we honor you in following the service today. All women, there will be children at the doors to give you a gift. And so receive those and know that we are grateful for your feminine presence among us. We have a real honor today to have with us a rather remarkable woman, Matilda Ons, all right, let me get this right, Lucini. Matilda is from Sierra Leone and has been here for the General Conference, which was meeting in Florida, is in our midst, and Lori will speak a little bit perhaps about that. We are so fortunate to have at the last minute gotten you to be part of our worship service today. Matilda, and there's some things written in our bulletin about her, but she is a trained evangelist and a local preacher, a member of Brown United Methodist Church in Sierra Leone. A mother, a grandmother, she can tell you about that. You are a gentle soul and a powerful woman. I had a real honor to get to know her a little bit better between services. The strength of what God does within us is awesome, and you are. I think probably you would have never guessed at one point that you would be here in the United States today with us. We are so grateful that you have responded yes to God's presence in your life. So thank you, Matilda, for being here, and you have a treat in store for you. The scripture I'm going to read for you this morning actually came to me as last week Trace Morgan delivered the message, and Trace just did such a powerful job, as did the youth. And as he spoke, I kept thinking about rootedness and how important it is that we are rooted in faith, that Christ's presence within us takes root to all of wherever we live in this world, wherever we move, all the circumstances we find ourselves in. It is our faith that informs and strengthens us and gives us courage through Christ to move in our world. So I'm going to invite you, if you will, to please stand for our scripture lessons. bring your bulletin with you, because I'm going to have us read the second part of the scripture together. And then, Lori, I'll ask you to come up with Matilda, and if you'll offer a prayer for her. Let us hear this word from 1 John, the 5th chapter, beginning with the first verse, if you want to read with me in your pew Bibles. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is our victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And if you will read with me aloud this verse from Ephesians, and with a prayer that rootage takes place in our own hearts, let us read together. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This is my big moment. You may be seated. I love the power. It's great.
You're powerful.
Don't get me in front of a microphone. If you don't know already, my name is Lori Hoffnagel. I am the president of United Methodist Hallelujah. Women at this church. And I got an email a few weeks ago about Matilda's visit. I ignored it, like I do most things. If you do email me, no offense, I usually ignored it right away. And then when I read that she was the national president of United Methodist Women in Sierra Leone, I thought, I gotta meet her. I gotta find a way to meet her. So after just a whirlwind of emails, Matilda is here. She's staying with me, and I get to take her to Dulles Airport for an 11 o'clock p.m. flight tonight. So it's very exciting. Already, she's only been with us a little bit. She's inspired me to be a better person, a better mom, a better Christian, and better in United Methodist Women. So ladies, look out. We have work to do, and she's going to check up on me. So we're going to be doing some great things in the future. The other thing I have the privilege is to pray over Matilda before she speaks. So if you'll bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise You and thank You for this day, for Mother's Day. I thank You that Matilda's here with us today to share her heart with us. Thank You for bringing her from Sierra Leone to us, and she connects us with our brothers and sisters in Christ in Sierra Leone. We are honored and privileged to have her here, but we know it's all because of You. I ask You to bless her words, as I know they come from her heart, and she will bless us. Thank You most of all this day for a gift to Your Son, Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, church.
Yes.
On behalf of the Bishop, John K. Ambassu, the initiative team, the clergy women, the clergy, and the entire people of the Sierra Leone Annual Conference say they love you. My name is Matilda Anslusini. I am the national president for the United Methodist Women's Organization in Sierra Leone. We have 9 districts, and we have, in that district, we have 9 district leaders and area workers that go into the substations. We have over 1,500 women that are active. And I'm happy to say that the women in my church, in my country, are the backbones of the church. They give their support to the pastors and do everything that is in their power to upkeep the church.
I say pastor in charge.
Yes. Elders and all, I am humbled to bring you the word of God today. My belief is that we will listen and learn only the direct words that come from God. Good morning, I say, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank you for the gift of this new day. Make your way plain before us today. Cleanse us, make us, mold us in the way that you will want us to serve you. I humbly bow. The initiative report on the Sierra Leone pastor's welfare has indeed gained momentum because I am here in person and so are you. I'm glad that we are welcomed. My pastor, Winston Ashcroft, is in another church this morning, and we are all leaving today. He is leaving, and I am leaving also for Sierra Leone. I have 19 hours of travel to Sierra Leone. I am married. My husband's name is Joseph Murray Anslusini. And we were blessed with 5 children. And those 5 children are 3 girls and 2 boys. They are all grown ups now, and they've given me 11 grandchildren. And I'm grandma and mother as well. And great grandma, because I have 2 great grandchildren. So I'm here to report also in thanking you, because we were at the Tampa, Florida. We attended the general conference, the 10th general conference of the year 2012. It was really hectic, but we say thank you, God, because all is over. We're waiting for the other 2016. This great big day, a day full of memories, wonders, signs that reflect your minds back to where we all started before being a mother. Haven't you got memories? We all have memories. We all have stories that we tell being a mother, one way or the other, to where we all started before being a mother. Whether good or bad, you have reached a goal. Whether crooked or straight, you have got there as a mother. Celebrate this day today because you were told by God that you will be fruitful. When God made Adam, he never told him to be fruitful and multiply. Only when he finished with Eve, he gave him the orders, be fruitful and multiply. Because of Eve, we are here today as mothers celebrating. Happy Mother's Day to you all. And I say, the fathers also, if what is wasn't for a father, we would never would have been a mother. So shall we say, Happy Father's Day also, please? Yes. So, everybody in this world has a story attached to what you are today. But Jesus said to us, be still and know that I am God. And today, the story is attached to you, says Isaiah 43:18. He says to us, look forward. Don't look back to the yesterdays of life. Look forward, for tomorrow will bring you happiness. Indeed, tomorrow will bring you happiness. Whatever the ties are today, be sure that when Jesus said to Peter, go untie that colt, that donkey. The donkey was tied there, but he sent Peter. He says, go and untie it. If everyone or any one of us is tied somewhere today, I know. The Lord Jesus knows all about us. He will untie us. And we'll be free. Mothers, whatever child you have, whatever problem there is in your children, God will untie that child today and set him free for you. A mother is unique. A mother is a disciple of God because you are doing exactly what God wants us to do. You are serving in the home. You will work all day and yet you say you are not being paid because you are not working, because you are not on paid job. But you are good. You are great. A mother is a handcrafted somebody. A mother is really good. A mother is valuable. Every home wants a mother and needs a mother and feels a mother's love. In Corinthians 8:12, 2 Corinthians 8:12 says that a mother is also powerful. A mother is able to transform her child's mess into message. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was born by a mother called Mary. And she broke the crisis that was there between Eve and the world. But when Mary bore Jesus, all the crisis was covered. And now Jesus is the Savior of the world. There is no love like a mother's love. There is no love on earth like a mother's love. And the mother for her child. Mother changes the world for the future. Mother's plan, the plans that will provide a better future for the church. And also, I ask that we all mothers will continue to pray. Pray in such a way that the traditional standards of be supported in the United Methodist Church. Let us all pray hard. Prayer is the only key that unlocks and locks wherever you want. Pray, my dear sisters. Prayer only will serve you. Prayer only will set you free. Prayer changes. This is my first time to visit the United States of America. I have learned so much. I'm so grateful to be here. I've learned so much from you all. All these I have lived with six families. And the last one is going to be Lori, because I'm leaving today at 11 o'clock. I have lived with six families, and these six families have been great families. They have a great family tie. Each of these families have love and harmony. And I cherish the cordiality that is found in these homes I have stayed with, and only wish the golden union in these families continue. Love is stronger than a lion. Love breaks every barrier. Love is the key. Faith, hope, and love. Love. In 1 Corinthians 13 says, is the greatest of all. So please, let us do it. Let us love one another. A mother was given a present long ago, some years ago. The present is out there hanging at the backyard of the mother's home, of their home. The mother said it was a birthday present given to her by her daughter. And she says, do you know? I said, no. Something unique about that present. I said, what is it? She says to me, that present there has been hanging out there on the rain, sun, snow, and what's not. It has no rot. And nothing hinders it. Not even the thread will fall off. Then I said to her, well, it's because the love the child has for you will never rot. That is why the present she gave you will never rot. She gave it to you from the bottom of her heart. And that is why mothers here today, I say thank you for you. I praise God for you. Continue to be the mothers you are. Continue to be who you are. The service you're giving to the nation, the service you're giving to the church, the support you're giving to this church will let the church grow. Continue, please, to nurture the children. Bring them on board. Let there be no generation gap. so I say thank you to all. Mothers, I say to you all, please, let us continue to do everything less today and continue to do everything more. Whatever you're doing that is on the wrong side, do it less. And whatever you're doing that is good, that will elevate your children, that will support the world, that will love one another, that will embrace everyone together, I want you to do it well and continue to do everything well. I love you all. And I say thank you on behalf of the Sierra Leone Annual Conference and the people of Sierra Leone. The women of Sierra Leone are saying thank you because they cannot do without you. Now we are having our elections. And elections in my country, oh, is rather dangerous. Very dangerous. It is in November 17th. And we have in three elections at the same time. The presidential, parliamentary, and also the local council's election. And with that, we are so afraid. Parents are afraid. Mothers are afraid for their children, their husbands, and their brothers. So, shall you pray for us? And we will pray also for you, because prayer answers everything. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. As I will sing you a song. The song is based on faith, hope, love in action. For the faith you displayed through the years, and the hope you extend to the world, and your love that you share, that each guide every step, we can stop. We can stop. We can stop giving thanks to God for you. Thank you very much. And may God bless us all.